More immigrants will soon be eligible to receive food stamps if a new proposal by the Bush administration becomes law. Non-citizens lost a variety of social benefits when Congress overhauled the welfare law in 1996. Research shows that they have been most severely affected by the loss of food stamps. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
When Congress passed the welfare reform law, 800,000 non-citizens became ineligible for food stamps. Longtime residents still qualified, but only if they'd worked in the country for at least 10 years. But under the Bush administration's new plan, low-income immigrants would be eligible for food stamps after just 5 years, and whether they were working or not. This would extend food stamp eligibility to more than 360,000 people. Tanya Broder, an attorney with the National Immigration Law Center, says she's pleased with the president's proposal, but she's not surprised.
Because I know that the president has been courting Latino voters and understands that he needs to be accountable to this constituency.
Currently, non-citizens face a hodgepodge of food stamp regulations. 3 years ago, eligibility was restored for about 175,000 people, mainly children, seniors, and the disabled. Also, some states have used their own funds to provide assistance. The Nonpartisan Urban Institute has studied food security for households headed by non-citizens in 8 states with large immigrant populations. Randy Capps is a research associate.
Our figures show that about 37% of children living in families with immigrant parents experienced some difficulty affording food in 1999, compared to only about 27% of children living in families with no immigrant parents.
Those are national figures, but in those states where there are no supplemental state benefits, the situation is much worse, says Capps.
The state of Texas, it was nearly half of all families with children and immigrant parents that experienced difficulty affording food. Texas is one of the largest immigrant states that does not have any additional state funding for food stamps. So immigrants there were strongly affected by the welfare reform law.
Some of the strongest opposition to the administration's proposal comes from within the president's own party. Congressman Tom Tancredo is a Republican from Colorado.
I believe the effects are to decrease the incentive to be self-sustaining and to also create an incentive for coming into the United States. I certainly see this as a typical strategy of the Democratic Party. They have been immensely successful in buying votes with welfare.
The measure stands a good chance of passage, nonetheless. With the downturn in the economy having its most severe effect on low-wage workers, Congress may be inclined to be more generous to them, whether they're citizens or not. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.